this is Michael Bozy. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing, the podcast where I try to teach you everything I know about content marketing, 10 minutes at a time. This is another milestone episode. It's episode 60 of the podcast, which I'm very proud of. And also the sixth segment of what I've been calling the social media strategy series. So far, I've done Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Google+, and YouTube. And now on to today's platform, which is Instagram. And I think I'll continue. I was trying to decide, right? Instagram or Snapchat first. Snapchat is definitely one of my new favorites. But look, Instagram, its effect and its popularity is undeniable. So I think we'll start with that first. Let's look at whether or not Instagram will be good for your business. And if so, some simple strategies to help you get started. Now, Instagram is one of the top social media networks out there today. It's been on just a huge rise over the past couple years. And in fact, just to give you some statistics, Social Media Today reported that Instagram hit 500 million users and 300 million daily active users, which is the metric by which we measure how popular each social network is. Given that, they also reported that Instagram had hit 300 million accounts back in December 2014. This is still showing just massive, massive growth. And really, with numbers that size, 500 million users, this really makes it the second most popular social network behind Facebook. And considering that Facebook owns Instagram, that is one heck of a lot of centralized power. And, you know, as with anything, just be careful about being lured in and focusing all of your business efforts on Facebook properties. As I've said before, you want to own your own web properties. Then you use social networks for outreach as a way to meet your customers where they are and where they live. Now, Facebook and Instagram know this very well. Facebook is fast becoming the premier ad network if it's not already. And in some important ways, it's already surpassed television in its ability to, if you think about it, democratize advertising, make it available to even small players like you and me. Not just, for the big boys who can spend lots of cash. That's a good thing. But it also gives advertisers access to very focused subsegments of the population, which is, let's face it, it's hard to do that with television. And this whole ad network concept is still in its beginning stages with Instagram, but I'd expect to see a lot more of this in the coming months and years. The only question will be, will Facebook ruin Instagram with ads? I think they're going to be really careful about this, and you know, there's only one way to find out is to just see it play out and see what happens. All right, let's start with a little background on Instagram. Now, Instagram started out as just a simple photo sharing app, and of course, now they do some video too. And in this photo app, they had a bunch of these filters so that you could do some simple manipulation of images. And in fact, when it first started, I tended to categorize this as creative apps, not social apps, just in the folders on my iPhone, for instance. I just thought it was fun to apply filters and different tints and tilt shift to create some really nice images out of the photos that I was taking. And people love creating cool images, and Instagram made this really, really easy. But people also love sharing images too, and this combination made Instagram really take off. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about Instagram is that it really only works on mobile. I mean, yes, there is a web app as well, but you can tell that they've put all of their effort and their focus into the mobile version. That's clearly where they want you interacting with the app. It doesn't even really work that well on tablets, just for smartphones. So they want you out there taking photos, manipulating them if you like, and then sharing them and making that a social experience. Now, when you post something, anyone can see your post, provided that they have your address, and you can also add hashtags to the post itself so that it's easier to find. And recently, Instagram made a change to their algorithm. What used to be what I call a pure stream is now curated. What I mean by that is no longer do you see every post by the people you follow in one quote-unquote pure stream, but that now Instagram messes with the algorithm so that the most popular posts or things that they want you to see are prioritized and they're put at the top of your feed. And, you know, a lot of the purists sort of bemoan this move, and this has happened. I mean, we saw this in Facebook, we saw this in Twitter, and Twitter actually backtracked and said, no, look, you have to opt into this. But Instagram applied this recently, and it doesn't really seem to have hindered Instagram's growth if those numbers hold true. I mean, it's still doing quite well despite this. And look, Facebook handled this really carefully because it's really important to them. The way I think of it is any such tweaks to their algorithm are usually a sign of trying to integrate ads into the experience, right? And that's exactly what they're doing. That's what they want to do with Instagram. Anytime you start applying an algorithm to something, to what people see, usually can look, you know, pull back the curtain, find out that's why they're doing it, right? They want to be able to put ads in there and have people pay for those ads. And you can understand why they do that. Now, with the app, of course, you can connect with friends just like you would expect with any social media app. And as I mentioned before, Instagram is moving out of just images, and now they're allowing you to post short videos as well. All right, so this all sounds like fun, but how do we use Instagram for business? Let's take a look at an overall strategy and what you might do to make better use of the platform. I break this down into a few different points, but the first thing that I would mention is really you should think of Instagram as a storytelling device. So in other words, don't think of Instagram as what photos can I post. Think of it instead as what stories can I tell. Now, people think of stories as text-based, which is why it's sometimes hard to see Instagram as a storytelling device, but that's where its power lies. Because, I mean, look, images are powerful, right? They can, in an instant, convey something that would take a lot of text to convey. The cliche, a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? I mean, that's not a cliche for nothing. And brands that use this in a clever way can evoke, can inspire, can create a feeling. You know, it has the potential to be used in a much more sort of emotional way. And I think that's really powerful. And one of the reasons that Instagram has gotten so popular. It's just images are a great way to tell stories. So that gets you thinking not only what images, but what sequence and what's the general look and feel of it. And is there a consistency to what you're trying to do, what you're trying to evoke in each of these images? So it just gets you thinking in terms of that. So with a little bit of planning, you can start to come up with some narratives and to do this in images. Now this, you know, look, this doesn't come that natural to me. I tend to think of myself as someone who is much more text and audio based. That's why I do this podcast. It's a lot simpler for me. That's why I do a ton of writing. Images do not come natural to me. So even though I do use Instagram, it's not really a central part of my business strategy. I just find it to be fun and use it in sort of a, I guess I would call it sort of a tangential supportive way. And you'll just have to decide that for your own business. Whether or not that'll work for you. Now, the next thing strategically is you want to set up your profile, and there's a couple things to mention there. I mean, first of all, it's very, very simple. Instagram's fairly limited in this regard, which you can tell is strategic on their part. So, you know, pick your name, profile pic, and a brief description. You know, it's very much like Twitter in this regard. And there's not a lot of room for you to go on and on about who you are and what you do. So really stick to the basics. And like I always say, make that, even your profile, about your users, not about you. So, well, and incidentally, it's worth mentioning here again, you know, the question, should I pick my own name or my business name? Now, while I can't answer that for your own individual business needs, I can say that like with Twitter, personal accounts tend to grow faster than business accounts. And this makes sense, right? People are on social networks to connect with people, not with brands. And in the testing that I've done, that growth is about 2-to-1 in growth rate. So, I mean, that's pretty significant. That may affect your strategy. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't put your brand on Instagram, just that you should take this into account when you're setting up your profile. If you can make it your personal account, in other words, about you, it'll grow faster than if you are using a business account. Now, the next thing, and it's a big thing that's different about Instagram, is you get one link on the whole platform, that is. The only link that's allowed is under your profile description. That's right, you're not allowed to put links in individual posts. Now, for those of you who are used to sharing links on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you might find Instagram to be extremely limiting in this regard. And as you might imagine, this will greatly affect your strategy. But there's no sense complaining about it, right? This is the way Instagram works. You're not going to be able to change it. You just have to get really clever with how you use it. So there are a couple strategies that you can use. The first one is to use your one link as the link to your last post. A lot of people do this, right? With this strategy, let's say that you post an image from your latest blog post or maybe a video still or something like that, right? So simply create the Instagram post, write a compelling teaser, hashtag your post, and then post it. Now, go and change that one link in your profile to direct people to your blog post. And in that post, you can just say simply, you know, click the link in my profile to read this blog post or watch this video or listen to this podcast. You get the idea. So the other strategy, which can be kind of clever and especially something that I'd recommend for those folks who are going to be serious about using Instagram as a part of their strategy, and that is to use that one link in your profile to point to a landing page on your site. So the way this works is you set up a landing page. So for instance, that might be michaelbozy.com/Instagram. And then that landing page is specifically for your visitors from Instagram, right? So that way you can leave that sort of that same link on your profile page, and you can give a very specific welcome to people who have come to you via Instagram, right? Now, sure, you could just put your site address up there. That's fine, and actually, it's how I do it currently. But when you do that, it's not really that welcoming, and it kind of puts a burden on the user or the visitor to figure out what your site is about. And if you're serious about using Instagram to grow your audience, then you want to treat these folks a little bit special. And you could think about what that landing page might have. It might be a lot more images, might be images from your Instagram account, but it's just recognizing the fact that, hey, look, each one of these social networks represents its own community, and you're just treating them a little differently than quote-unquote regular visitors to your site. And it can be a really nice device to do that. So just a good little recommended strategy to try that if you want to get a little more serious about your Instagram audience. All right, and speaking of helping people find you and your posts, hashtags are a big part of that. People follow their interests via hashtags, and those folks will be some of the most devoted fans to that particular topic because they're following the thing that they really care about, right? And you want to be in on that. Now, if you're used to hashtagging on Twitter, Instagram is very different. You can use a ton of hashtags, which is different from the other networks. Really, when it comes to Instagram, there does not seem to be an upper limit. So just go crazy with hashtags. I mean, why not? If it's acceptable in the community and in the network, and you're giving a lot more hooks for people to find your content, why wouldn't you do this? And like I always say, produce good content that's for the user and prove to them with each post that you're worth following, right? That you're creative, that you're clever, that you're entertaining. Whatever you do, do it well. And the great thing about social networks is that there exists the means for people to find that out, which is kind of cool. So just get out there, try to get yourself found via hashtagging, follow people as sort of, you know, just like with Twitter, it's an invitation to follow back and just be producing really good content. And look, here's another thing I say all the time. Everyone starts with zero followers, everyone, right? So the only way to do this, the only way to sort of make an impression is to do really good work until people start to notice you. That's really the only thing, the only way to do that. And of course, you can help that with some of these little these little tricks and these little strategies. But if it doesn't start with good content, it's never going to take off. So just make that your absolute first priority like you do with anything in your content strategy. All right, next thing that you're going to want to do is to set up a business account. Instagram is becoming more business friendly, which, you know, again, could be good, could be bad. We'll see how they do it. If they maintain a nice light touch, they should be okay with this. But there's really no reason not to set up a business account. You can do this right in the app itself. And the primary benefit is that it puts a contact button on your profile. So you can put in phone, email, or a business address, even if you have a brick and mortar business, right? Which could be really important for people to find you. For me, I just put in my phone and email. And like I said, though I don't use Instagram as a primary part of my own business, I still want people to be able to contact me and not have to hunt around on my site for contact info, right? If Instagram makes this really easy with a button right on your profile page, there's absolutely no reason not to do that if you're using Instagram for business. And once you set up a business account, you can start getting into Instagram ads. Now, I'll be getting into ads and a strategy around that in much greater detail in the Facebook ads episode, which is upcoming. So I'm not going to spend too much time on that now, but this will also allow you to get data on your posts to see how they perform. Really cool feature. Now, to set up a business account on Instagram, first thing that you do is very, very simple. In the app, just go to settings and click switch to business account, and you'll see where you can enter your phone, email, and address. None of them are required, but again, you want that contact button there. So even if you just put email and it goes and it'll ping you if someone contacts you, great. But also, if you're going to set yourself up for ads, you do need to link this within your Facebook page, right? So here's how you do this. You need to set up your business account by going to your Facebook business page, and under settings, just find Instagram ads on the left-hand sidebar and click connect an Instagram account for advertising. And you have the option to add in existing accounts or create a new Instagram account. So mine is at mbozy or instagram.com/mbozy, like all my profiles on the web. And then what you do is go to Facebook Ads Manager, which you can find under the upper right drop-down menu of your regular Facebook account, not through your business page. This can be a little bit confusing. And actually, there's a really helpful post on how to do this and how to set this up also on social media today. I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. You may find that you need a business manager account depending on how you handle your page, and you can just go to business.facebook.com to create your business manager account. Just enter your name, your company name, and just follow the instructions as they come up, and Facebook makes this pretty simple. They also give a pretty good step-by-step guide to creating Instagram ads in the Ads Manager. Again, I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. Now, you just set this up like any other Facebook ad. And in fact, the kind of cool thing is since Facebook and Instagram are integrated, you can create one ad and use it in both Facebook and Instagram. And you'll see in the video on Facebook here that they have a cool cropping tool for images that allows you to adjust it for both Facebook and Instagram. So it makes it pretty easy for you to do it all in one place and then set it to run in both places. Very, very cool stuff. But like I said, I didn't want to spend too much time on Instagram ads here. Just start small, give it a try if this is something that you're interested in. But I find that most people are content to just go with the free version of Instagram for doing some brand storytelling, connecting with an audience, and just having some fun. Really, really good network for that. And especially if you are the type of person who can create images, or you have someone in your company who can create really compelling images, then Instagram can be a really, really powerful platform. All right, so I think I'll stop there. That at least should get you started using Instagram, just with some basic strategies. Now, I'm going to keep going with this social media strategy series. Next up is Snapchat, one of my new favorites. That one should be fun too. But, you know, let's hear from you. Have you found this series to be helpful? If so, drop a note in the comments section. Has it caused you to think differently about a particular network? Have you applied some of the strategies here? Is there a network in particular that you want me to cover? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. And like I've said before, a lot of the episodes in this podcast are derived from listener questions. So I really appreciate hearing from you. All right. So until next week, thanks as always for listening, and we'll see you later.